Andy Harris is the only Republican in Maryland's congressional delegation, and he usually wins election by wide margins in the reddest district in the state. But this year, Democrats think they have a candidate who can beat him. WYPR's Joel McCord reports.
I think this is fantastic that we have a Democrat, finally, that is really good and one that will help our district. And maybe, if we're really lucky, we'll get rid of Andy.
That's Ludell Inslee. She was throwing a party at her house in Salisbury to introduce Jesse Colvin, the Democrat running to unseat five-term Congressman Andy Harris. Colvin, a political novice, is a guy with an impressive resume, a master's in international affairs from Columbia University, a stint teaching English to Syrians who wanted to study in the U.S., and a former Army Ranger who has done four tours of Afghanistan. The military, he says, teaches you two things, teamwork and leadership.
Those are two qualities sorely lacking in Congress today, and frankly, on both sides of the aisle some days. Those are definitely two qualities lacking in our current representative.
Colvin hammers Harris for what he claims is his lack of concern about the opioid epidemic, his record on Chesapeake Bay issues, and his votes to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
We have 54,000 people in our district who rely on the ACA. And I'm running against somebody who's voted to repeal it over 70 times. He's had 8 years to come up with a backup plan. There are zero backup plans.
That's music to the ears of Democrats. But can Colvin pull off what those before him couldn't? Maybe, says Dr. Adam Hoffman, chair of the political science department at Salisbury University. But he'd have to overcome Harris's incumbency, his money, and the GOP registration advantage in the district, which includes the Eastern Shore and wraps around the top of the bay to Frederick County.
So there is a possibility that at least Jesse Colvin will be competitive in this race. So anything's possible. But like I said, it's a huge uphill battle.
Now, there are those unhappy with Harris. There's Robert Dickey, a Republican, who says he's changing his registration. Dickey was the chair of the Salisbury Ocean City Wicomico County Airport Commission when federal budget cuts threatened the loss of the air traffic control towers. He says they asked Harris to speak to the commission about the problem, but he never showed.
He hasn't done a whole hell of a lot for the Eastern Shore that I can tell. Nothing at all.
Harris scoffs at that idea.
Look, the bottom line is, you go through this district, people know I take care of the district.
He attributes the criticism to the silly season, when people will say just about anything.
Good morning. How are you?
Harris was at the Queen Anne's County Republican headquarters on a Saturday morning, dialing for voters and mostly getting answering machines.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Morgan. This is Congressman Andy Harris calling Saturday morning for you. I'm sorry I couldn't speak to you personally.
He was surrounded by supporters like Mike Arntz, a Harris staffer who was recently elected to the Queen Anne's Republican Central Committee.
So would be his sixth term, so now he's had the tenure to be able to get into some powerful positions within the Congress, which is important. If you go back to a freshman congressman, you're going to lose all that.
Rick Bowers, vice chair of the Central Committee, says Harris plays an important role in Congress.
Our president's done a lot of great things, but it's been with the help of Congress. So we keep Andy Harris in. We have a cooperative Congress with the administration, and I think we can make some progress.
Harris says his internal polling shows he has a comfortable lead. But Colvin just reported nearly $1 million in fundraising this quarter. He says he can win if he knocks on enough doors and raises enough money. I'm Joel McCord on the Eastern Shore for 88.1 WYPR.